This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Eden Pure. Spring is here, so spring cleaning is here too. Don't wait for the Eden Pure BioSpeed CleanVac to sell out again. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code HOWIECLEAN to save an additional $15. Shipping is free. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code HOWIECLEAN.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And with the Hunter Biden case, Twitter took the New York Post Twitter account down because they reported on the Hunter Biden laptop, which now turns out to be completely true.
Now, if that's not censorship, I don't know what is.
So let's just call it like, let's call it what it was. The New York Post had it right. But the New York Post had it right, and the Washington Post and the New York Times had it wrong.
Right? What is wrong? Who's to say, really, in the end?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Again, it depends on utilizing a lockdown in a positive way.
You know what they say? When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. The number, if you'd like to get involved in the show, call to be on the show or to take part in the chump line, leave a message, a voicemail message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. If you want to leave that chump line message, press 2 for it and leave the message. You may or may not hear it later in the show. I'm going to start out today. There's a lot going on, and Operation Change the Subject is all in full swing in Washington, D.C. They want to change the subject from the rampant inflation, the crisis at the southern border, the morass in Ukraine, and the lack of a coherent U.S. strategy, the Iranian nuclear deal, which would give the mad mullahs unlimited access to nuclear weaponry, basically, over the not so long-term future. But the main thing they want to get people's attention off of right now, I think, there's so much bad news, it's hard to know for sure. But the thing that nobody wants to talk about, other than the New York Post, a handful of cable TV stations and talk radio, is the Hunter Biden laptop scandal. And I'm going to hold up a front page here for the TV and the social media. And this is the front page of the New York Post today. And every newspaper in America could run a similar front page to this if they wanted to. Every chattering skull on cable news could be talking about this if he or she wanted to. Big guy hunting. Biden grand jury wants to find out ID of partner in Hunter's China deal. And you know what this is all about. You've known about this for close to 18 months now, since the laptop was first publicized in the New York Post and on cable TV. There are references on Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop to a deal he's cutting with the Chinese. And this is not ancient history. This is 2017. After the big guy, who was Joe Biden, we all know, leaves.
What's that all about?
He says it's not about anything, that he's never discussed anything with his son. But it's all BS. And again, that's why I'm holding this front page up here. Big guy hunting. They're hunting for the big guy. And they is the federal grand jury in Wilmington, Delaware. This guy, his name is Weiss. He's the U.S. attorney in Delaware. He works for Merrick Garland, who now the lefties want to fire because he hasn't indicted anybody for January 6th, because The obvious reason is nothing really happened on January 6th, other than Ashley Babbitt being murdered in cold blood or killed in cold blood by a rather dodgy Capitol Police officer. But we don't expect Joe to be indicted or anything like this. But what can they do with this? It's pretty clear that they have on this laptop, which is in their custody and which is now the veracity of all the emails is now admitted by the slobbering lapdogs of the mainstream media. All the evidence indicates that there was a racketeering enterprise going on with the Biden crime family, and the bagman was Hunter, the crack-addled, stripper-chasing, alcoholic, basically criminal son of the vice president and then the president. And also involved in it, apparently, according to the emails, was Jim Biden, the younger brother of Joe, who talks like him and who lives in South Florida here. And then, of course, there was the big guy himself. And Hunter also said that, he'd spent the last 30 years paying for everything that Joe needed. And they had they shared credit cards. Who do you share a credit card with? Let me get your spouse, right? I mean, if you have a credit card with somebody, you're very close to them. And usually you have a credit card with a kid because the kid is either underage or is screwed up in some way, one form or another.
To be fair, Joe does call Hunter honey.
Yeah, you're right, Taylor. He does call him honey. And he also calls him the smartest man he knows. Now think about that one. Hunter Biden is the smartest guy that Joe knows. That doesn't say much for the people that Joe associates with, does it? So now it has turned out there. This laptop is the gift that keeps on giving. Now it turns out that there is, from 2012, there is there's an email in there from Ron Klain. Now Ron Klain is now the chief of staff at the White House. He's the one who said on one of the Democrat-operated Sunday morning talk shows, that there is no connection between Joe and his son, and Joe has complete confidence that Hunter hasn't violated any laws. Stop me if you've heard that one before. And so now it turns out that in 2012, Ron Klain, he was running this foundation that raised money for the Naval Observatory where the vice president lived. And so he decided he needed some money. He needed 20 grand for this foundation. Here, Ron Klain, he's a rather large fellow. He doesn't get a lot of exercise, as you can see from the pictures. Now he texted or emailed Hunter and said, I need to get $20,000 for this foundation that provides for upkeep for the Naval Observatory, because if I don't get the $20,000 in like a month or two, then we're going to lose our charitable status. So I have to get this money real quick. Remember, Joe Biden's the vice president of the United States, and Ron Klain goes to the crack-addled, stripper-chasing, alcoholic, gun-dropping in a public receptacle outside a high school, a guy who leaves a crack pipe in a rented car, a guy who claims he was attacked while he was driving across the Nevada desert by a barnyard owl. This is the guy that Ron Klain, the chief of staff of the president of the United States, goes to for a quick $20,000, and he says, we got to keep this low key. It's low key, very, very quiet, that he needs $20,000. I mean, what the hell? Can you imagine if this were Donald Trump? and Donald Trump Jr. and Paul Manafort or Corey Lewandowski. You think there would only be one newspaper in the country that had this on the front page, big guy hunting, big guy meaning Joe Biden? And we all know.
Very, very quiet.
And by the way, we all know who big guy was. And by the way, we all knew and know that the laptop was legit in October of 2020. The Washington Post, I love the fact that the Washington Post said, oh, we couldn't run with this because we didn't know if it was true or not. Well, what about the story about the Russians hacking the electrical grid on the East Coast? And it turned out it was a guy who worked for one of the utilities checking his email. You ran with that story on the front page. How about the story about how you discovered, the Washington Post, that Fred Trump, Donald Trump's father, when he was running for mayor of New York City in 1969, had concocted a racist TV ad? That turned out to be totally false. That was a hoax, and you fell for it. You didn't check that one out, did you?
Very fake news.
So if you're going to run with crap about a guy checking his email or and buying a hoax that somebody concocted, why didn't you run with this about big guy? There have been polls suggesting that 17% of Biden's voters, I mean the real voters, the voters who live and exist and aren't dead, would have not voted for him. Had they known about this laptop and all the corruption and all the payoffs and the 10% here, 50% there, and Hunter telling his kids, you know, I'm not going to make you pay all the bills like the big guy made me pay for the last 30 years. Why can't we get any of this stuff? That's all I ask. I just want to I want to see this headline somewhere else. I want to see this headline. You know, okay, people don't buy newspapers anymore. I want to see it on the internet somewhere. I want to see one of these left-wing websites that's owned by, some billionaire's widow, like The Atlantic, Steve Jobs' widow, or the Boston Globe owned by John Henry, the Red Sox owner's trophy wife. I want to see it. I want to see the real news in the papers. Is that asking too much? That's all. 844-500-4242. When people finally decide it's time to sell their real estate, what is their first step? Well, most people contact a real estate agent and traditionally list their property for sale. However, what most people don't realize is that in a traditional listing, you really have to sell the property twice. The first sale is to the buyer, and the second sale is to that buyer's bank. If your property does not appraise at the offer price, then the deal could die or the price could go lower. In addition, you may have stigmatized your property and lost valuable marketing time. In a J.J. Manning auction, there are no bank appraisal concerns. All of our buyers are cash ready and their 10% deposit is non-refundable. At auction, your real estate is sold once and the terms are unwavering. So why not sell at auction, where the bidding always goes up, instead of listing and possibly negotiating down? To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you could be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio. I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They've helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge. You need to save some money somewhere. This is a good way to start. No obligation to get the insurance audit from Rizzo Insurance. RizzoInsurance.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Elon Musk be able to get President Trump back on Twitter?
You know, this is really an interesting question because you know that Musk bought 9%, more than 9% of Twitter outstanding stock yesterday, $3 billion apparently. And now he's been added to the board of directors because he's the largest individual stockholder. But on the other hand, I know it's a little ray of good news in a sky of dark clouds. But, you know,
I love that mad geniuses are back in vogue.
I love the fact that there was some guy who tweeted out, some guy who works there, and said, I'm not going to work for Elon Musk at Twitter.
I just saw that tweet, yeah.
And he said, I'm resigning. And so someone retweeted it and said, hey, this is really starting to be a good thing.
Yeah, Rand Paul retweeted it and said, good riddance.
Can you imagine that? I mean, these people, they think that they have the right to intrude on your First Amendment rights and my First Amendment rights, the president's First Amendment rights. But I just wonder if he can pull it off. You know, I mean, I suppose he can if he can take over the company, and he can do it easily. He's worth like $250 billion. But do you think he really? I don't know if he really wants to do it or not. I'm going to say yes. He can get Trump back on.
70% say yes. He'd be able to do it.
Yeah. We were originally going to say that would Trump want to come back on, but I don't think there's any question about that. Taylor.
No, the question wasn't wasn't my question. Should Trump get back on Twitter was my question.
Yeah. Well, I think he should if he can. I mean, it's just, you know, again, he's trying his best, and these other services are out there, but they're just not they're not getting the job done. So he needs to get back on somewhere where he can be seen instantaneously. I still remember one day I was having lunch Sunday brunch, I guess, with the mailroom manager at some place in Wellesley, and we were just enjoying ourselves. And these two soccer mom types were there, and they picked up their cell phones, and apparently Trump had tweeted something out, and their faces got all angry, and they were just like contorted with rage, and they were just clenching their fists and everything like that. And I thought to myself, boy, this is great. I wish Trump could just be tweeting 24 hours a day to get these people up in arms like this. Just because he knew how to reach him. It's just not the same. I love reading the emails, and then Taylor reads the emails in his voice, but it's just not the same. 844-500-4242.
What are you talking about? We get exclusive cuts from President Trump. I don't do any reading.
Someone says that's a parody. I don't think that's a parody, that tweet from that Twitter employee. If it is, it's still funny. 844-500-4242. I'll tell you, there's breaking news here this afternoon. We'll get to this a little bit later on in the show, but this is something that drives me crazy, and I think it drives a lot of you crazy. And I know the Biden regime doesn't want to do it, but they're just being forced into it by AOC and the fake Indian and the rest of them. The White House plans to once again extend the moratorium on federal student loan payments, with an announcement set to come as soon as this week. The current pause is set to expire May 1st. How long will it be extended? This is Politico, Playbook PM. Through the end of August. An administration official familiar with the White House's thinking confirmed, it's polling! That's all it is. There was another left-wing poll came out, and it said that the deadbeats, the man buns, would be more inclined to come out and vote if they didn't force them to repay the student loans that they willingly incurred when they were getting out of high school. you know, this isn't my problem. This isn't your problem. We don't have student debts for whatever reason. The people who have the debts, let them pay. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That's the number if you want to give us a call. Tonight, you can see me on the Reels channel, R-E-E-L-Z channel. There's a new documentary, first half, 2 hours tonight, 2 hours next Tuesday night. And it's called Bloody Boston. It's about the gang wars in Boston, organized crime, and other related matters. And I'm the narrator, and I'm one of the guests on it. So check it out if you get Reels.com, R-E-E-L-Z.com. It's a cable channel. You can get it on an app, too, as well. And starts at 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. 844-500-4242. Right now is Grace with the News.
Howie, I have, and this is the first time in a long time, I have a Fredo Cuomo update.
You do?
I do.
Is there an out-of-court settlement?
No. Once that happens, I think it will make bigger news than this. But he did share a cryptic message on Twitter. Former CNN anchor Chris Cuomo sent a cryptic tweet about his future on Tuesday, possibly indicating that he could seek a return to the news industry.
Would you like fries with that, sir?
No, so it's much
That's
more...
That's not what it's... That was not the question.
It's much more mysterious. So a fan had said that there's been a void...
A fan?
That's the first part of the story that raises questions.
Right. I'm starting to get the whiff of very fake news here. Okay, go ahead. The fan.
So a fan or a robot
is
or whoever
the fan's
it is.
Name Matilda?
A fan said that there has been a void in coverage without Chris Cuomo. And Chris Cuomo responded to said lucky fan by saying...
Void. That's a word with many meanings.
Here's the response from Fredo. The people who tried to bury you did not know you are a seed.
What is he, Freddy Krueger?
Da-da. Yeah, so that's just a little update. I always like to give people an update on Chris Cuomo. And since we're on the mainstream media, this is an interesting
story.
So
I'm afraid if...
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like, dumb. I'm smart and I want respect.
The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee is fundraising off recent reports that White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki will soon leave her position for MSNBC. So here is the email that you would receive if you were signed up for these DCCC emails. It would say, Howie.
By the way, I got a letter recently from Liz Cheney. She asked me to support her responsible kind of Republican leadership in the Congress.
And naturally, I'm sure you gave some money to that.
Yeah, when the phone don't ring, Liz, you'll know it's Mr. Carr.
Well, if you were to get one of these emails, Howie, this is what it would say.
Yeah.
Howie, Jen Psaki is incredible, in all caps. She's worked tirelessly to explain President Biden's historic Build Back Better agenda to the American people, which, by the way, still nothing from that. Build Back Better is not happening. She's fought to restore trust in the free press after the Trump administration's horrific attacks on the media.
The free press.
And now, speaking of the free press, and now she's planning to join MSNBC's intrepid team of journalists to hold dangerous...
Intrepid? Stop the hammering!
And then it says, Howie, we're sad to see Jen leave the White House, but we can't wait to see what she does next. Then it goes on to basically...
How is this? How does this have anything to do with the DNCC or whatever, the DCCC, whatever it's called?
I'm glad you asked. Then it goes on to say, and after all that she's done to advance President Biden's historic agenda, we need to know if this grassroots team will continue to have her back at MSNBC. That's why we're calling for 25,000 responses to our survey before midnight. This seems like it could be a little bit of a conflict of interest. No? Like, I feel like if this were a Trump person, this would be a big deal.
You know, I was beginning to lose confidence yesterday when we had Chris Sununu on, the governor of New Hampshire, and I said, who were some of the worthies that were at the Gridiron Club dinner with you? And the first name he mentioned was Jen Psaki.
Well, Jen Psaki's got a
And then
new
he mentioned
gig.
John Kerry, and then he mentioned Dr. Fauci. And then I asked him for a couple of Republicans, and he whiffed. He totally struck out. 680 people in that room at the Renaissance Hotel in D.C., and apparently he was the only Republican.
Well, Jen Psaki is leaving, and there's tons of rumors about who will replace her. Some of the names that have been floated are like Ned Price, John Kirby.
Baghdad Bob.
Kate Bedingfield. I just don't know if anyone wants the gig, Howie. It's got to be tough. I mean, not only are you cleaning up for Joe Biden at this point, but you're also cleaning up for Kamala Harris. That's got to be exhausting. Every day, like four or five gaffes each.
That's why she keeps getting sick. You know the way it is when you don't like a job.
You just start
calling in sick all the time. And that's what she's been doing.
Howie, this is another update for you. CDC to revamp the department as it faces eroding public trust over COVID.
I saw
COVID.
That. There's a great editorial in Issues and Insights today. I've got it ready to read at some point during the course of the day. Their credibility is utterly shot.
Yeah, and so now
for obvious reasons.
Now they need a facelift. They need a makeover.
It's like Marty McCary always says, they have a $30 billion budget. What the hell are they spending it on, other than covering stuff up?
Yeah, no.
It's like the FBI. You know, the FBI doesn't do any kind of sleuthing at all. They just some crooked lawyer brings in some BS from Hillary Clinton, and they don't even ask where did this come from. There's some pretty amazing filings in this Sussman case going on, Grace. I don't know if you've seen them.
Yeah, I saw a few of those today, a few stories hitting the wire today, but give us a little update.
Well, the most humorous thing to me is that apparently his lawyer, Sussman is the indicted lawyer from Perkins Coie, who's accused of lying to the FBI about all these hoaxes that they were putting out. And so his lawyer said, well, if it was so important that he identify who he was working for, how come the FBI never bothered to ask him who he was, where he was getting this information from? And of course, you know, that's kind of a good point, but it also raises the point that the FBI didn't care where it was coming from. All they wanted was to have some pretext to go after the Trump people. And he also says his lawyer says he never told the FBI that he was coming in on his own. He just said that orally, so you can't prove it. So do you know what John Durham, the feds, filed last night, Grace?
What's that?
They filed some texts that Sussman sent to the FBI saying he was working on his own and not for any client.
Oh.
So in other words, they have him cold for lie, which is a crime, by the way, to lie to the FBI. A crime. And they know he was working for the Clinton campaign because they have his billing records. So his billing records indicate he was working for the Clinton campaign, but his texts to the FBI say he wasn't working. And again, it's a felony to lie to the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
What's up with the texting? Like, you were just talking about Ron Klain in the first segment about the emails. Do these people really, like, I know that Democrats are above the law. I understand that.
I know.
But it doesn't hurt to be a little bit careful, right?
Yeah,
like, it doesn't hurt to just maybe say it to someone in person instead of putting everything in writing.
Yeah, I mean, when I came up, you did not only not put anything in writing, but when you met somebody that you were doing sneaky stuff with, the last thing you would say to them is, I didn't see you. And the other guy would respond, and you didn't see me. Right?
Yeah.
And now these guys are, as they say in the file, they are memorializing everything.
Yeah, no, they are. And I think it just goes to show you the ego of all of these people that they really never thought this day would come. And for a while, Howie, I didn't think it would come either. But it's here.
I still don't think anybody's being, you know, taken off to Club Fed in shackles or anything like that.
No, but it's still, it's nice to see some repercussions.
Yeah, I want to see him in the dock saying not guilty, Your Honor. I'll settle for that at this point.
Hey, Howie, I just want to give a little bit of a local story here that I didn't catch, and it was from March 23rd, but I think it's interesting. Police officers were phased out of Boston's public schools during the pandemic. Families wonder what that means for public safety. This was from the Boston Globe.
Well, it means they've been finding a lot more guns in the public schools. And it means that some of the teachers and administrators, and not to mention students, have been beaten senseless by some of the thugs that are coming into the public schools.
Yeah, and it also means that, you know, the
who
social
who could have possibly
workers,
guessed that this would happen?
The social workers and the other people that are there are not who, you know, they don't have the power to arrest. They don't have handcuffs. They don't have anything like that. It's not really getting the job done.
Yeah.
I know that's a shock to you, I'm sure.
I know. It is. It is. Email Allen says it's a crime to lie to the FBI. Mistakes were made. See, the problem is, though, that his lawyer was trying to be a wise guy, saying, you know, that they didn't have anything. And obviously the lawyer hadn't prepared very, very well if these texts existed, and they just slapped them right into evidence immediately. All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thank you, Howie.
Last year, when we offered the Eden Bio Speed Clean Vac, it sold out in no time flat. Here are some of the reasons why. Grace knows some of these. She has one of these Eden Pure Bio Speed Clean Vacs.
Howie, I love this vacuum. I mean, first of all, I think the best part is how light it is. This is so much lighter than any other vacuum I've ever used. And it's also cordless, and it doesn't require a bag. So, I mean, those are like the three most annoying parts about vacuums. And this vacuum has just perfected how to make it easy and fast to vacuum. And they don't last a long time, so I hope your listeners take advantage of this now.
They only weigh 6 pounds. It's a third the weight of other vacs, so it's a lot easier, as Grace says, to move it around. It's cordless, which she mentioned. It has a mini brush attachment that is perfect to use on your car and your sofa. It costs almost $200 less than comparable brands. And number five, because of all these other matters, it doesn't take up a lot of closet space.
And Howie, of course, can I just throw one other thing in? When I say they don't last a long time, I mean they go fast. They last a very long time. I've had one. I just mean that you got to act on this quickly because the deal goes quick.
Yeah, there's a limited number available. And it's bagless, which of course saves you both time and money. Spring is here, so spring cleaning is here, too. Don't wait for the Eden Pure BioSpeed Clean Vac to sell out. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word HowieClean to save an additional $15. Shipping is free. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code HowieClean. I'm Howie Carr.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break. On the radio and on the big screen, twice.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Howie Carr is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr. The cheapest bastard around.
All right, you know how the cheap bastard deal works? We sell you something for half price. You got to go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store. And we've got one that's really going to move fast here today. So pay attention. This is the Wise Food Storage 60-serving entree only grab-and-go food kit. While supplies last, you can purchase one of these. It's $160 value for $80. Wise Food Storage is the sister company of ReadyWise. You know our ReadyWise products. We've had them on Cheap Bastard Deal before. This 60-serving freeze-dried emergency food supply is a great start in preparing yourself and your family for any emergency here in the Brandon regime. These great-tasting freeze-dried foods are ready in minutes when you just add water, hot or cold. The food is sealed in individual four-serving pouches and comes with in stackable buckets with a handle so it's easy to store and transport wherever you want it to be. It includes one total bucket. The lid color may be black or red. Sorry, you don't have a choice, I guess. Total calories, 13,400. Food is safely sealed in metalite pouches to avoid waste. Each pouch conveniently includes four servings, grab-and-go handles for easy transport in an emergency, and a 25-year shelf life. With us now to tell us more about today's Cheap Bastard deal is Brandon Erickson of ReadyWise and Wise Company Quality Food Storage. Let's go, Brandon. Why should people want to have one of these in stock?
How you doing, Howie? Well, this is a great product. Like everything you described, you got a variety of everyday meals: cheesy lasagna, creamy pasta, pasta Alfredo, chicken noodle soup, and really, this is a way to kind of take control of your life with inflation and food prices going up. This is a great value to take care of your family and have this for any type of emergency, whether it's weather related, whether it's food prices. There's a lot of different things that are affecting us now, so this is a way to take advantage of this deal that you're offering to your listeners today and be prepared.
So these are 60 servings. That means 60 meals, basically.
Right. 15 different pouches that come in there. There's a variety of 13 different meals, so you double up on a couple of them, like the creamy pasta and the stroganoff. But there's gluten-free offerings in here, so if you have family members that are, celiac or other dietary needs, a lot of these meals are going to meet all those different options for you.
So this is 60 meals for $80 under the in the deal, in the Cheap Bastard deal, usually $160 price, but it's $80. So this is a hell of a deal. You get it for less than $1.50 per meal, and it tastes pretty good. Everybody has told me,
about $1.33 a serving. The food does taste great. I mean, these are real meals, real freeze-dried vegetables, real freeze-dried products that come in there. And like you said, all you have to do is add water. Hot water is recommended. It's ready in about 10 or 12 minutes, but you can rehydrate with cold water if you'd like as well. So terrific product, tastes great, and this stuff has been flying off the shelves. We kept these buckets for you and your
listeners. I wonder why.
Howie, but if you...
yeah, I know.
I already placed my two orders today.
Wow, that's pretty good, Taylor. That's good. So what's the difference, Brandon? You're involved with both of these companies, but this is Wise Food Storage, and the other company you have that we've done business with before is ReadyWise. What's the difference between the two outfits?
This is a part of ReadyWise, but you'll tell by the messaging on the buckets. I mean, it embraces kind of the patriotic theme. The American flag is on the labels. This brand, Wise Food Storage, is affiliated with a lot of nonprofits that do a lot of good. One of the nonprofits is the Boot Campaign, which is dedicated to help restore the lives of veterans and military families. And so we do a lot of different things with those types of nonprofits to help raise money and give back to those that have served our country. And so that's what this brand is really dedicated and kind of built for, is to give back. It's the same meals, just in a different bucket with a different label, but you're still getting the same quality products, but also affiliating yourself with the brand that is doing right by giving back to those that have served our country.
So this is 60 meals, Wise Food Storage, 60 meals, only grab-and-go food kit, entree only. And this is a great deal. It's normally priced at $160. You can get it right now at HowieCarshow.com. Click on store the Cheap Bastard deal for $80. That's half price, $1.33 per meal, just to have in reserve, and you can keep this for 25 years. This is really a good deal.
I hope to never have to crack these open, but I want them on hand because I want the best if I ever do have to crack them open. Maybe I'll pull a couple out and try them as just delectable meals at any point. But this is something you should have on hand, but you don't want to have to use.
Right.
That's a great point.
Yeah, it's better safe than sorry. You know, you don't know the way things are going.
Yeah.
Shelves on the stores are more and more barren every day. And again, we don't want to scare anybody, but a word to the wise should be sufficient. HowieCarshow.com. Click on store and pick up. It's going to go very, very fast. Thanks, Brandon. We appreciate it. I'm Howie Carr.